Welcome to Strong Tower Radio. I'm your host, Tom Majeure. Today, our subject is prison ministries. We're on location in Ionia, Michigan. Ionia, Michigan has the largest population of inmates in the state of Michigan. My guest is Mike Fracker. He's worked in the prison system, in the education side of the prison system, and he is now retired, but he has gone back in with prison ministries, and he's going to tell us about the work of prison ministries here in Ionia and a Strong Tower Radio connection. Mike, will you lead us in a word of prayer?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your love and mercy and kindness to us. We pray that your Spirit will guide, lead, and teach and direct our ways. Help our minds be focused and clear. And we pray that we might glorify you in all that we do and say. And we thank you for your guiding and leading and the building of your community through things like television and radio and through personal interaction with others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Mike, I've known you for probably 2 decades.
It's been a while.
Yes.
And you love the Lord.
Yes.
And you are bringing people to the Lord at every opportunity. You exude it. It's just every opportunity.
Lord didn't call me into the church just to save me. He called me in the church to help use me to help save others. And I hope everybody believes that and thinks that in their hearts as well.
Now, I had mentioned earlier that you worked in the prison system. Sometimes when people retire, they say, good riddance, that's it, no more. You're going, after you retired, you're going right back in. Ionia has the largest population of inmates in the state of Michigan. A lot of opportunity for prison ministries. Tell us about that.
When I was actually working in the prison system, I was able to work within the system without breaking the rules. And when I was converted, I started giving Bible studies to inmates. And we were able to, at that time, we had a chaplain who was a Seventh-day Adventist, Walt Horton. And we were able, that was a long time ago, but we were able to get people through Bible studies. And when they finished the Bible studies, we were able to have Chaplain Horton bring them to the Ionia SDA Church out of the prison.
Talk about a field trip.
It was a minimum security prison, but he was able to bring them to our church and baptize them and have a fellowship meal with us and then take them back to the...
That must have been an experience for those prisoners, and to feel the love of a local congregation. Some of them had come in and visited them, but to see a regular church service for the first time outside those walls.
It was amazing.
Well, ironically, we are in that very place doing this recording. We are in the Ionia Seventh-day Adventist Church where you would bring inmates from the minimum security prison to be baptized and for the church to affirm them.
Yes, and that was a long time ago. I don't think that would happen today, but...
Yeah. So how long have you been in prison ministries?
Been in prison ministry, I worked in the prison when I was converted. So ever since I was converted, I was, trying to reach out to everyone I could.
Put a couple decades on that.
Yeah, back in 1990, let's say 1995 since then.
So we're almost talking about 30 years, coming up on 30 years. What is one of the things that the people in this area, the Christians in this area wanted, is they wanted Strong Tower Radio to be broadcast in this area because prisoners listen to radio or have an opportunity to listen to radio. And there was quite a significant lobbying effort for Strong Tower Radio to stretch its signal. We had a tower in mind up in Greenville, but you said make sure it gets down here to the prison. Unfortunately, many of those prisons are kind of in the valley of, is it the Grand River?
Yes.
And so it makes it a little hard to drive that signal down into those lower areas, but we did a lot of research to get the best possible signal. So What does Strong Tower Radio mean to prisoners that you have had interaction with? How has it affected their lives?
Well, at first I want to start with the church itself, because you're correct. We, the Downey Seventh-day Adventist Church members, wanted Strong Tower Radio here because we had such a large population.
About every time we talk to you, we heard about it.
And we have three prisons that are active that I know of, and that's...
That's your mission field.
HMTU, Hanlon Michigan Training Unit, and Ionia Max, and Ionia Bellamy Creek.
That's four prisons.
What's
the population, roughly?
I can't tell you. It's in the thousands. Yeah. And a real concern was that these guys don't have a lot to do, and that we could reach them through the radio. And that's one thing they could do. And right now, can I talk about where we're doing everything right now?
We're all ears to anything you say, Mike.
All right. At IMAX, we have...
Maximum Security, I assume.
Billy Ray and Gary Knowlton are going into IMAX, and they're studying with Jeremiah. Jeremiah has been very strongly influenced by the radio ministry. And that's his contact with Seventh-day Adventists, until we started going into IMAX. Now, we had quite a few prisoners at that time, and I used to go in with them at that place sometimes. But they don't stay there very long in one prison sometimes.
They often get transferred throughout the state.
Or they go home. They do their time and they go home. And we've run into some good instances. We had one mother that called us and thanked us for going into IMAX and talking to their son, because their son was a mess when he went in, and he's been talking with her on the phone all the way through the studies and meeting with us and listening to the radio, and she said that he has changed so much. It's just unbelievable. And you can't fool a mother. She knows whether it's real or not.
And the joy that mother just must have been exuding and grateful, stumbling over herself, just saying, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And he was such a wonderful young man. He's gone. He's transferred home. So that's good. But Jeremiah is a wonderful person. He is really, really excited about what he hears, what he learns, what he studies. Jeff Harth, I want to talk about Jeff.
Yes.
You probably already had your program on Jeff before.
Jeff is a Strong Tower Radio whose life was impacted and changed.
He's a very strong member in his own church. Him and his wife were very strong members. And his parents were the members of the same church. And Jeff was driving with his truck. He's a truck driver. And he was driving with his truck, and he turned the radio on and just hit Strong Tower Radio. And what did he hit? Well, he hit questions and answers with Doug
Batchelor. Yeah.
And he listened. And all of a sudden, it's the Sabbath. It's food. And he starts wondering, and he goes home, he writes down the scriptures, and he goes home and he looks them up, and he gets convicted, and his wife is thinking he's, and his mother-in-law is kind of thinking he's kind of going off the deep end here, but he sticks with it. And then he's driving by the Ionia Church one day with his truck, and he looks over and sees Seventh-day Adventist. He says, I'm going to check that church out. So he comes in, had an evangelistic series of meetings, him and his wife came, didn't make a decision, but they were already coming to church every week because of Strong Tower Radio. And he loved Ranger Rick, and he's not happy that Ranger Rick is not on Strong Tower Radio anymore.
We wish we'd have the rights to it. the institution holds the rights, doesn't allow us to use it anymore.
Right. So anyway, right now, Jeff and his wife, I had another meeting the following year, and they brought mother-in-law with them. And she's a registered nurse. Now she's retired. She's 71 years old. But she came to the meetings, and she was baptized at the end of the meetings. And then Jeff had joined the church through profession of faith, but he wanted to be baptized in the river, and he was by our pastor just last year. So,
praise the Lord.
And, of course, Katie joined the church by profession of faith, and
which
they're
is
very active in our church. Not only active in our church, but Jeff goes into MTU. I wanted him to come in with me, but he said, well, MTU needs me more. So he went over to MTU.
MTU stands for?
Michigan Training Unit. Hanlon, Michigan Training Unit. And they started with three or four guys, and now they have 10. And again, Jeff, being somebody who's really strong on Strong Tower Radio, he influenced the guys and gave them the things that tells them what station to turn to and so forth to listen to Strong Tower Radio. And so now all his guys are listening to Strong Tower Radio in Michigan Training Unit that come to his meetings. And of course, they're reaching out as well. And that's why they're starting to grow. I met the Ionia Bellamy Creek. Billy Ray comes in with me, and sometimes Gary Amlander and Gary Nope come in as well. And we've been studying there for a long time. Last year, a little over a year ago, we baptized six people in the prison system. Tomorrow morning, we are baptizing, the pastor is baptizing nine from Ionia Bellamy Creek.
So we're talking about 15 inmates, their lives have been changed.
Yes. Praise the Lord. More than that. But some have gone home without being baptized, and they want to be. I've got a long list that they transfer before they're able to get baptized and so forth. It's not easy to get a ceremony like baptism going in the prison system. Everything has to work out right. These guys, of course, we gave them the Strong Tower Radio materials, and some of these guys have come in. We started with like seven or eight people after COVID hit. When COVID hit, you know, we got shut down for a while, about a year and a half. But after that, then we got seven guys come back and started with us. Most of the others had been transferred. And right now we have 20. In our group, and nine of those are getting baptized. A couple of them already have been, and the rest are still studying with us.
That's almost half of the people you've been working with.
Yes. Well, you know how the Holy Spirit works. It brings people to the Lord. And Jeff now is an elder in our church.
The Strong Tower Radio listener.
Yes. Now he's an elder in our church. And he is, of course, encouraging everybody at MTU to listen to Strong Tower Radio. Now, I got a question for you. Now, the signal's not as strong here in Ionia. I noticed it myself. It used to be stronger, but it's not as strong. Is that because they had to cut back a little bit on the power?
We have some economic issues, and if our listeners would increase our
financing and funding.
Yeah, if we could get the support back up for that station in order to configure. Just for our listeners, more background, almost too much information, but in order to get the signal down in there, we had to have place it on a tower that was more expensive. Uh-huh. And so it's more expensive to run it off the station. So we need more listener support in order to financially keep that up. So listeners, let the Spirit speak to you, but you've heard from Mike's testimony that Strong Tower Radio is beaming down into the Ionia four prisons, the largest inmate population in the state of Michigan. We've got to have this station at full power. And you're testifying to that effect.
Yes. Now, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Tony and Marisol.
Okay.
Marisol was a Seventh-day Adventist, a women's ministry leader in Mexico. And her husband died of diabetes. And she had two young girls.
Was that in Mexico?
In Mexico.
Okay.
So she went online and she found Herbrook's chicken farm.
That's a huge, absolutely huge chicken farm.
Every egg in every McDonald's in Michigan gets their eggs from Herbrook's. And I might be even beyond Michigan. But yes, it's a big operation.
And they provide a lot of retail stores also.
Yes. And they got her a visa, a work visa. And she came over, and the church helped her get the kids over. So they're here, and she's working on her English. She's doing a little bit better. She can read it, but speaking it's a little bit more, difficult. But she does a good job. And she joined our church. I said, well, we got Hispanic churches in Lansing and Grand Rapids. No, Lord sent me here. I'm coming here. And so her girls were put in church school. And now her girls are in church school. And I was able to give her girls Bible studies over the last several months. And both of them were baptized just about 2 weeks ago, I think it was. So we're so happy for them.
Mike, what is that experience to see somebody you've had a Bible study, whether they're incarcerated or outside?
Well, there's no difference.
There's no difference.
No difference.
Praise the Lord for clarity.
It's so amazing, and it's so happy to see people give their lives to the Lord and want to change. And of course, you know, prison ministry is one of the biggest things that we need to work on because, yeah, people mess up. Some people say, well, I made a mistake. No, it wasn't a mistake. It was a choice, and you made a choice, and it wasn't a good one. To be able to reach people that might not have had the right family backgrounds, that might not have had the right economic backgrounds, that might not have had the right attitude towards life and towards relationships and towards God, it's good to be able to help them to see what God is really like. I know some people say, well, you give a lot of Bible studies and you have a lot of sermons, but you don't tell them about the nature and love of Jesus. And people want to focus on the love of Jesus, and that's true. It's there. It's in every Bible study we give. It's in every sermon we give. There's nothing better than knowing that God loves you, because broken people need to know that they are loved. And so it's a big ministry. And Jesus said that we should be visiting the fatherless, the widowed, and those in prison, and so forth. And so when I got done with my teaching, and that was a very stressful job sometimes in a prisonal setting. But when I got done with it, I took a couple of years off and then decided that I wanted to be part of prison ministry. And Ionia Church already had a prison ministry going on, but I wanted to be a part of it. I wanted to go back in. And so we've been going in for quite a while now. So
do you have another story?
Oh, well, let's follow up with Tony and Marisol.
Okay, yeah, we got to finish the story.
And Marisol invited Tony to, he was her supervisor, and she invited him to come to church with her, and he did. And he took Bible studies from me. She asked me to give him Bible studies, and he took the Bible studies, and he was converted and baptized into the church, and then they asked me to marry him. And, of course, I couldn't. I couldn't marry him. I didn't have a license or anything. But I did, the pastor and I worked together, Pastor Council, and Pastor Council pronounced the vows and signed the certificate, but I did pretty much everything else for the ceremony. And then they were married, and after Tony was baptized into the church, and then all of a sudden they're starting to bring co-workers to church with them. And so Natalia comes with them, and Natalia speaks Spanish and not a lot of English. And again, that's that situation where don't you feel more comfortable going to a Spanish church? So they went over to Grand Rapids, went into a Spanish church, and I asked them how it was, and they said, okay, but we like Ionia. Okay. So she finished the Bible studies. Tony and Marisol translated for me, and we went through the studies together. They wanted me to give them to her, even though she doesn't understand what I'm saying. But she was baptized and joined the church as well. And then, wow. And then they asked me to study with Mike Rico, and that was something else. Mike could speak English, and he worked there as well, and he was a friend of theirs. And we went through the studies for about halfway through. We went through the Sabbath. He went to Herb Brooks and said, I need my Sabbaths off. So they gave him the Sabbaths off, and he started coming to church every Sabbath. And we got a little over halfway through, and he had a, they found him dead in his room. He's about 36 years old. Mm. And they couldn't determine what it was, but later on Tony told me that he had had all his teeth pulled, and the same day they went out and played basketball. Mm. And so I don't know, that might have been related to a massive heart attack. But I was kind of sad at first, but then I thought about it, and I said, you know what? Sometimes God takes people when they're ready. I mean, he already accepted the Sabbath. He accepted Jesus as personal Savior. He wanted to be baptized. And he had asked for his Sabbath off from work. So, and was not working on Sabbath. So I thought, well, maybe God said this is, you know, he's ready to go. You know, I have to have that hope, you know.
I just want to say, I see the smile on your face and the joy in your heart. Sharing the Lord is a happy part of your life.
Oh, not only mine. I mean, Jeff, he comes into the church, he becomes an elder, he's going into MTU, and he and his wife give Bible studies to one of their co-workers, Ada. And so now Ada is baptized and a member of the church. Jeff and Katie's giving them Bible studies.
So it's a ripple effect, and listeners, you're part of this, of helping to support Strong Tower Radio and the message that is going out to people that's changing their lives, Jeff and Katie and the family. And
oh yeah, here ministry. Driving out of Ionia, I'm going towards Battle Creek, you know, to go see my daughter in Kalamazoo. And on my way, all of a sudden, Strong Tower Radio goes, it's gone. I said, wait a minute. I used to be able to get to Battle Creek before, or close to it, before the radio went off. I said, the signal's not as strong. And sometimes even driving around Ionia, I have a hard time getting it to come in and come in strong. And it's really important, especially for the guys in the prison, but for also the people here. Because we've encouraged our members to listen to Strong Tower Radio, and we have a lot to listen to. There are a lot of good things there. I mean, I'm even hearing old sermons I used to love. You know, when I first came into the church, they had... you know, you've got Doug Batchelor, and you've got C. Raymond Holmes, you know, and you've got Joe Cruz yes. on there, and these guys that used to preach in the old days. I like that old time preaching, you know, I really do, and it's nice to be able to listen not only to the preaching and the question and answers, you know, and no offense to Doug Batchelor, but sometimes I wish he'd be a little bit more specific on some of his answers, but he does a really good job, him and the other guys that do that. And it really helps people with their questions.
Lyle Albright is another one that people love. You have some more stories?
Yeah, but what do you want to hear? yeah, Dan Wrench. He was studying with me, and he was 39 years old, and you know, handsome, tall, strong, mechanic, and. He was taking Bible studies with me, and he was coming to church. He was kind of a ladies' man. He had two or three different girls coming with him to church at different times. But he took the Bible studies. He got halfway through, and he had a heart attack and died. It was a massive one. And the pastor was out of town, so they asked me to have the funeral for him. So I had the funeral, and... about a week later, a friend of mine, Floyd, he called me up and said, well, Dan's sister wants to know if you give Bible studies. He said, she told me that he had asked her to join our Bible studies before, but she says, I'm not ready for that stuff. She's a good-sized woman, and she's very strong with her voice and with her attitude. Wonderful lady. And... So we started Bible studies, and I walked in the first day. Well, no, we didn't start because she didn't call me. I gave Floyd my number so she'd call me, but she didn't. So our church had a bowling day. So we went to the bowling alley, and we're in the bowling alley, and I walk across the entrance there, and this lady hollers out, is your name Mike? I said, yeah, why? And she says, you had my brother's funeral. I said, oh, are you the lady that wanted Bible studies? Yeah. I said, oh, let me get your name, number, and phone number, and address. So I got it. And I started with them that week. Well, the first day I walked in, I walked in the door, and she says, before we start, I want you to know something. You see this book right here? She says, I don't think it's inspired. I think it was written by a bunch of men that wrote anything you wanted to.
And you're talking about the Bible.
The Bible. I said, okay. And then she says, in the state of the dead, I talk to my brother all the time. I talk to dead people all the time. I thought to myself, wow, this is going to be interesting. And I said, okay. And then she said, and pork, she says, look at me. I'm a big woman. I love my pork, and I'm not going to stop eating it. I said, we haven't studied it yet. It's okay. So we started the studies. And we went through, of course, Daniel 2, and the second one, of course, talking about how the Bible speaks about itself and what Jesus said about the Bible. And she says, you know what? I think this book is inspired.
Your mouth dropped open.
Yeah, I was like, okay, the Spirit's working, you know. And then we went through the State of the Dead later on. The Sabbath she didn't have any problem with because she knew her brother was going to church on Saturday. We got to the State of the Dead, and she says, well, I said, now what do you think about the State of the Dead? And she says, oh, I knew the dead are asleep in the ground anyway. I said, okay. And then halfway through the Bible studies, she sit there and she says, Mike, how do you stop eating pork? I said, what? She says, how do you stop eating pork? And I said, we haven't studied it yet. She says, I don't care. I want to know. And I said, well, you just stop eating it, you know. And I said, but we haven't studied it yet. I don't care. I'm not going to eat it anymore. And I thought, wow, the Spirit is really working on this lady. And I said, okay. And so we finished the Bible lessons, her and her husband, or boyfriend. Her and her boyfriend live in. And we finished the studies. And then afterwards, they got married. Because we talked about the fact that I couldn't, you know, our church couldn't baptize them until they were married or moved out. And so they got married 1 week, and a couple of weeks later, she and her husband were both baptized and joined the church. So very happy about them.
Well, Mike, it's just been such a pleasure to talk to a strong supporter of Strong Tower Radio and about prison ministry, and to see that connection and the importance of Strong Tower Radio getting down into that Grand River Valley to all four of those prisons. And you've made a strong appeal to our audience to help you help the prisoners of getting the signal strongly at full power, licensed power, into the prisons.
I did just want to say that Strong Tower Radio is doing a work that we can't do as individuals, because it can reach a lot more people than we can reach. And even if we are studying with them, when they get this information from Strong Tower Radio, they're getting affirmation, number one, from others, but they're also getting more information and more wisdom and more knowledge and more understanding from the Strong Tower Radio because of the different programs they have.
And do prisoners listen more than the average listener?
Absolutely. They've got more time to listen. And they're more interested because, you know, when you're at the lowest point, the only thing you can do is look up. And when you're in prison, you're at a pretty low point. And so to be able to reach people, God can reach them through the Spirit. But He uses people. He uses institutions. He uses churches. He uses ways and means like television and radio to be able to reach people. Without television or radio, we wouldn't have the presence that we have around the world today. And I want that presence right here in Ionia, in our church, and in our prisons.
Amen. We've been talking to Mike Fracker. He's a part of a team here at the Ionia Church and in the Ionia Prison Ministries program. And he is a strong supporter of Strong Tower Radio's ministry here in Ionia. For Strong Tower Radio, I'm Tom Mazur. God bless. Until next time. Bye now.